We have an impromptu now on WFMT. These are supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, the Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of the WFMT Fine Arts Circle. With respect to M5 Mexican Brass, someone recently said, "This is the best thing to come out of Mexico since tequila." So it must be good. The group is in Chicago to perform at Northeastern Illinois University's Fine Arts Recital Hall tomorrow night at 7:30, and they are here with us this afternoon for this impromptu. They are Alexander Freund and Oscar Viegas Miranda, trumpets, Juan Carlos Quiterio Miguel Horn, Jose Lopez Juarez, tuba, and Roberto Carlos Cruz, trombone. And we'll have a chance to talk with them later, but first we have music, and it's music from Lennon and McCartney, Michelle. Lennon and McCartney's Michelle, as played by M5 Mexican Brass. They are our guests this afternoon, live here at WFMT, and we're going to be speaking with the two trumpeters very shortly on this impromptu. And welcome, Alex, and welcome, Oscar.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
Good to have you with us, and the rest of you guys as well. And tell us a bit about how this group all came together. Some 11 years ago, is it?
It's actually 12 years
ago. 12 years now, okay.
Yeah, so you talked to Oscar and me, who had the idea. We met in 2005 on a trip to an audition in Morelia, Michoacán.
And who won the audition?
In the Orchestra Symphony, we play together, Alex and me.
Oh, you do?
And, okay. And we begin in 2005. And every day practice and love music.
So it was a fun project at the beginning of two orchestra buddies, and we would literally rehearse every day. There were 2 years or maybe 3 years we just ate music and got an idea what to do. And after 3 years, we got an agent in San Francisco. And then the project started to explode to a grade that, I mean, I quit my orchestra job. And since then, we have done, well, probably 1,000-something concerts in 5 continents.
You're busy. Now, your concerts have been described as unique musical theatrical experiences. So I'm curious as to what that actually means.
Yeah, actually, we have a lot of fun in the music and the arrangement and the we love it.
Yeah, the idea of what we do is as much fun as we can have ourselves. This will be automatically happen in the audience. So we don't take ourselves too seriously. We don't take the whole concert business too seriously in the way of behaving or being cautious in order to not step on anybody's toes, you know. So right. Basically, we do a lot of theatrical stuff. We use costumes, we use light design, we have a lot of humor.
Wow.
I think humor is a general connector between artist and audience.
That always works.
It does. The old vaudeville joke.
Well, tell me about a composer by the name of Kevin McKee, because actually you're going to be playing 2 pieces by him, so you must like him a lot. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Kevin is a friend of us. Kevin is a very young, talented trumpet player from California who lives and works in Washington. We met him in 2015 when we performed in the Kennedy Center. And he wrote new pieces for brass quintet, for solo trumpet, solo trombone, and he's very successful with that. And the pieces we play are pieces we love and which are very successful in the shows. So that's why we also choose them for today.
All right. And what about this piece we're going to hear now?
Vuelta de Fuego, Rite of Fire, that's mm-hmm. the English title. Well, I think it's an homage to the movies from the 30s and the 40s, Zorro, you know, the Zorro movies.
Sure.
It's a very Spanish Paso Doble inspired piece about a story which everybody can make up by listening to it.
All right. Shall we listen to it then?
Well, shall we? We should.
Okay.
Of course.
Go to it. This is Vuelta de Fuego by Kevin McKee, performed by M5 Mexican Brass. Thank you. Music by Kevin McKee, Vuelta de Fuego, as performed by M5 Mexican Brass, live on this impromptu over WFMT this afternoon. An impromptu which will continue in a moment with some traditional German music, as a matter of fact, in various styles. And I want to remind you that if you're enjoying this impromptu, you can actually hear it again. It will soon be available on our website, WFMT.com. Mexican Brass in town to play a concert tomorrow night at 7:30 in Northeastern Illinois University's Fine Arts Recital Hall. And also participating will be the Ensemble Español's principal dancer, Claudio Pizarro. And they will also be doing a master class on Saturday morning at 10 a.m., also at NEIU in the Fine Arts Building Recital Hall. And if you'd like more information about those events, you can go to www.neiu.edu/tickets or call the box office phone number, which is 773-442-4636. And Alex is back with me now, as is Juan Carlos, our horn player. And we're going to talk in a moment about this traditional German music that you're going to do in various styles for us. But I also wanted to ask you how it is that you've had time over the number of years you've been performing together and those 1,000 concerts or so to squeeze in as much educational outreach as you've done for kids over the years and for older players as well. Must be very important to you guys.
Yeah, it is definitely important. I mean, it is important because we think classical music needs to reach the young generation, and therefore you have to create audiences. And if you look around in the world, every artist who's actually aware of that does that. So kind of 50% of our activities is outreach. It's masterclasses, it's kids' concerts. And how we develop that is with every evening show we give one outreach activity, whether on the concert day or on the next day.
Great. Actually, we like play for the children. Actually, to play for the children is meet for us. It's a lot of energy because the children, in 1 minute, they go. If you don't have your attention, his attention.
If you have the attention of the kids, they need not even a minute, and they're right there.
Right. Exactly.
So while in a conservative audience, it might take 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Sometimes it takes the whole first half. Yeah. It really depends on the mentalities. For instance, we had a tour in Alaska in 2015. We played 17 concerts in Alaska, and the biggest surprise for us was they were right on after, like, 30 seconds, because they have four concerts a year, you know?
Right.
So, but the children concerts, they give a lot of energy to us, and you can play around. So basically, in the children concert, we build our shows, because you try out things.
Right,
you know?
Right. Sounds like a lot of fun. Let's talk a bit about this next set of pieces we're going to hear. And you're building this on an old German folk song, that Alte Peter, which is something that originated in Munich and had to do with the church that was destroyed during World War II, but rebuilt.
Exactly.
And so it's a very important song in Germany, and you've used it kind of as a vehicle to explore a lot of styles with it.
The song today is the jingle for the Bavarian radio traffic.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, the highway number 3 is blocked.
Yeah. Well, and the simple tunes, of course, are the best to work with if you're going to set up variations and play around with it. So tell us what you're up to here. We're going to hear, three different variations after you guys state the theme?
We play now three variations.
Yeah.
And actually, in the concert, when you come, it's every style, Bach, Mozart, Wagner, I include is Richard Strauss.
Yeah.
It's very funny, and it's the same melody, and you get funny if you can.
What we do in the concert, this is like kind of a teaser, what we do here in the radio now. because the whole thing is in our actual show, Brassination, this is one of the key pieces in the show. So we take this very simple melody through the styles of all these composers. You always recognize the melody, we also recognize the composer. So it goes to Carmina Burana, Richard Wagner's opera, Der Tannhäuser, which actually sounds like the song. So, and it always stays open. Was the song first or the opera? it's a really big delight. Of course, the German roots come because I'm from Germany, but it also, you will see that later, there is a very clear line which connects German folk music with Mexican folk music.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear this.
Okay, here comes Der alte Peter, the old Peter.
Okay.
This is the
folk song first.
First we play the song as it is.
Straight.
Nein, this was Der alte Peter. And when Johann Sebastian Bach auditioned for his lifelong position at the Thomas Church in Leipzig, he was asked to improvise about a song. And of course, he chose the most famous German folk song, Der alte Peter. Here is Johann Sebastian Bach's version. Same seems to have happened to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was only 4 years old when he appeared the first time in front of the Austrian emperor. And he showed off on the violin, on the harpsichord, on the piano back then. And his improvisation was about, you could not guess it better, Der alte Peter, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Thank you. the moment to invite everybody to our concert, because now they would listen to Richard Wagner, Karl Orff, modern music, and we finish it off with how does this song actually sound alive in Germany in the München Hofbräuhaus with, well, we are six beers with you. Der alte Peter à la Munich style.
Jungs! Blasen!
So we heard Der Alte Peter, a traditional German song in three different forms, first in a variation after J.S. Bach, then after Mozart, and finally in the Bavarian style, as played by M5 Mexican Brass. And we'll go now from this German music to some American music, Latin influenced certainly, and by Leonard Bernstein, and certainly very well known from West Side Story. Here is Maria.
Thank you.
Maria from Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, played by M5 Mexican Brass. Thus far, we haven't heard any traditional Mexican music, but we will now. We're going to go to the Son Mexicano tradition, which is, I suppose, defined loosely as a mix of Spanish, African, and indigenous elements, and these mingled at least as far back as the 18th century. And we're going to hear La Negra next. That was M5 Mexican Brass doing the traditional La Negra from the Son Mexicano tradition. And they will be appearing, as we've been mentioning, tomorrow night at Northeastern Illinois University in the Fine Arts Recital Hall. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. And we're going to hear very shortly music by Kevin McKee, but first we're going to talk again with a couple of members of the group. And in order to do that, they have to walk over here and get to the microphones. Thank you, gentlemen. Alex is back with me, and Jose Lopez Juarez is here as well, our tuba player. And let me ask you just, first of all, whether you folks have any new projects coming up you'd like to plug or anything exciting on the horizon?
Pues. En esta gira lo único que tenemos pensado es hacer lo que está planeado, no tenemos algo extra. En el futuro se está pensando en una nueva edición de un disco con un famosísimo músico, pianista.
Yeah, we don't do something new in this tour. I mean, this is a new tour. It's called Brassination. It's in March. It's our U.S. tour. But we're in preparation of a new CD, a new project, which goes actually way beyond a CD, with an Australian, Italian, American producer. His name is Lorenzo Topano. Uh-huh. He is actually a very famous producer, and he was a pop artist in the 80s. He won Viña del Mar, which is the most important Latin American pop contest in Chile, but this was in 1985, so many kilos later.
Still counts.
So he's a producer, composer, and arranger, and we do a project with him. Uh-huh. And the next big project is this summer, we're going to have our first Germany tour.
Great. Do composers ever commission things specifically for you? I know Kevin McKee
yes.
is one example, but
yeah, Kevin McKee co-commissioned. We co-commissioned one piece, which we don't play today, but we have other pieces written for us. For instance, by a New York composer named Ken Bichel. He's a pianist and a very famous musician in the scene there for more than 40 years. Another composer, Alexander Pashkov, who is a Russian composer, wrote pieces for us, and Fred Mills from the Canadian Brass. Yeah. We were very good friends with Fred, very close, and there exist two pieces which were written for Fred and us.
Oh, great.
2007.
Wonderful. Anything new in that department coming up? New commissions?
Well, the whole record project.
Beside the record.
Yeah, no.
Just that.
That's a big project. It's a big project.
All right. Tell me about this next piece by Kevin McKee, which you're going to play and which will conclude our afternoon with you.
Claro, Escape es una pieza muy movida, muy excitante, ¿no? Para nosotros. Nosotros hemos hecho un video ya hace un año y medio, ¿no? Mm-hmm. Para este video lo hicimos en un lugar muy especial, que es donde se realiza un buen festival de música de metales en México.
Yeah, so Escape is a very charismatic piece, very moving and an energetic piece by Kevin McKee. We like it very much. We usually use it as an anchor in our shows. And 1.5 years ago, we produced a cinema trailer in Yucatan, in Mexico, in the Caribbean. Yeah. A very nice settings. And we went to all these nice haciendas and the beaches and the
nice work.
It was wonderful. It was, yeah. We actually enjoyed the rest of the vacation, too.
I would think so.
Yeah, that's Escape. It's one of our favorite pieces.
All right. Do it for us, please.
Let's go.
Here is Escape by Kevin McKee, M5 Mexican Brass, live from WFMT. Thank you. Music by Kevin McKee, played by M5 Mexican Brass. We heard Escape. And that brings us to the end of this live impromptu with M5 Mexican Brass. Alexander Freund and Oscar Viegas Miranda, trumpets. Juan Carlos Quiterio Miguel, horn. Jose Lopez Juarez, tuba. And Roberto Carlos Cruz, trombone. And they will be in Northeastern Illinois University's Fine Arts Recital Hall tomorrow night at 7:30. For a concert, and we'll give a master class at 10 a.m. Saturday in the same venue as part of the Chicago Brass Festival. For more information, we urge you to check out the website, which is www.neiu.edu/tickets, or call the box office at 773-442-4636. By the way, if you enjoyed this podcast, or if you enjoyed this program, we will podcast it later at WFMT.com. Our thanks to these fine musicians for being with us this afternoon. Thanks also to the birthday girl, Mary Mazurek, our music producer, and to the producer of Impromptu, Louise Frank. I'm Carrie Frumkin, and this Impromptu on WFMT was supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, the Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous gifts from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please become a sustaining member today. Ongoing monthly contributions are one of the most effective ways to support the station. It's quick, it's easy. Become a sustaining member now by pledging online at WFMT.com. Maggie?